The Spell of the Yukon and Other Verses by Robert W. Service, from the American edition of 1907, read by Craig R. Currier. The Land God Forgot. The lonely sunsets flare forlorn, down valleys drearily desolate. The lordly mountains soar in scorn, as still as death, as stern as fate. The lonely sunsets flame and die, the giant valleys gulp the night. The monster mountains scrape the sky, where eager stars are diamond bright. So gaunt against the gibbous moon, piercing the silence velvet piled, a lone wolf howls his ancient rune, the fell arch spirit of the wild. O outcast land, O leper land, let the lone wolf cry all express the hate insensate of thy hand, thy heart's abysmal loneliness. The Spell of the Yukon. I wanted the gold, and I sought it. I scrabbled and mucked like a slave. Was it famine or scurvy? I fought it. I hurled my youth into a grave. I wanted the gold, and I got it. Came out with a fortune last fall. Yet somehow life's not what I thought it, and somehow the gold isn't all. No, there's the land, have you seen it? It's the cussedest land that I know, from the big dizzy mountains that screen it to the deep death-like valleys below. Some say God was tired when he made it. Some say it's a fine land to shun. Maybe, but there's some as would trade it for no land on earth, and I'm one. You come to get rich, damned good reason. You feel like an exile at first. You hate it like hell for a season, and then you are worse than the worst. It grips you like some kind of sinning. It twists you from foe to a friend. It seems it's been since the beginning.